AP Radio News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Police in Germany say a man intentionally drove a truck into people at a Christmas market in Berlin.
12 people were killed, about 50 were injured, several critically, when the truck plowed into the crowd. Mike Fox, a British tourist, witnessed the carnage.
I spoke to two people who were lying on the floor with broken limbs, but they were going to be okay. I saw one guy being dragged away with blood on his face.
Police say among the dead was a passenger in the truck. He died as paramedics treated him at the scene. The truck was registered in Poland, but police are still investigating where it came from and who the driver was. I'm Martin DeCaro.
Numerous German media reports that the suspect was a Pakistani citizen. Police in Turkey detained a man who fired shots in front of the U.S. embassy in Ankara, hours after the Russian ambassador to Turkey was killed in an attack across the street. AP photographer Burhan Özbilici captured the photos of the shooting of the Russian ambassador.
I heard minimum 5-6 shots.
There have been days of protests by Turks angry over Russia's support for Syrian President Bashar Assad and Russia's role in Aleppo in Syria.
He was asking people to disperse, to go away. So we went back. I directed my camera, took his photos.
Spokesman for Russian President Vladimir Putin says the shooting plays into the hands of those who want to derail peace talks for Syria. Any talk of an Electoral College revolt didn't really go anywhere. President-elect Donald Trump won all but two of the Electoral College votes that he claimed on Election Day. People like Brett Schiaffalo in Washington State didn't vote for Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton.
The three of us had talked before we voted, and we decided as a group to vote for Colin Powell. Secretary Powell.
The Pentagon says China returned to the U.S. an unmanned underwater drone that was seized last week by the Chinese Navy. This is AP Radio News. Monday Night Football. The Washington Redskins' playoff hopes took a big hit last night. Jay Gruden's team lost at home to the Carolina Panthers, 26-15.
It's my responsibility to get these guys ready to play. We weren't as ready as I would like to have been. We didn't execute like I would like to have seen. And that falls on my shoulders, but we still have two games left.
Washington quarterback Kirk Cousins threw an interception and lost a fumble near his goal line. Carolina keeps its wildcard playoff hopes alive with a victory last night. Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen has some good news for college graduates entering the job market.
After years of a slow economic recovery, you are entering the strongest job market in nearly a decade.
Yellen spoke yesterday to graduates at the University of Baltimore. She says those with a college degree are more likely to find a job, keep a job, have higher job satisfaction, and earn higher salary. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.